right, CFL fans, strap in. We just wrapped Week 17, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Upsets, blowouts, games that went right down to the wire. We've got it all.
No kidding. I mean, every single play matters even more with playoffs just around the corner, right? Teams are fighting for those playoff spots. Players are trying to make their case for awards. You can just feel the pressure building.
Yeah, the intensity is definitely there. Let's jump right into it, shall we? Starting off in Boston, not exactly a high-scoring game, but the Hartford Attack, they just barely managed to take down the Boston Blizzard. Final score, 10-9.
Defense definitely stole the show in that one. Every yard was a battle. You could tell. But Brandon Barker from Hartford, he really stepped up and made those clutch plays when they needed him most.
Talk about staying cool under pressure. He earned that game MVP title, that's for sure. All right, let's switch gears and head over to the Pacific Northwest. The Boise City Stampede, they really lived up to their name in Seattle, huh? Just crushed the Spartans. Final score, 31-10.
Oh, that was a huge win for Boise City. They needed that one. And Antonio Hicks, their defensive end, he was an absolute monster out there, disrupting plays left and right, forcing those turnovers. True game changer.
Yeah. It was like a highlight reel of sacks and tackles for loss. Couldn't take your eyes off him. Well-deserved MVP right there. But hey, speaking of defensive highlights, how about we slide down to Death Valley? The Copperheads pulled off a victory against those Santa Cruz Privateers, 27-19. And their defense, they were the stars of the show.
Two defensive touchdowns in one game, that's something else. First, a fumble return, and then an interception return for 6 points each. You don't see that kind of defensive domination every day, I'll tell you that.
Nope, definitely don't. Got to give credit to Death Valley's Denzel Rocco, though, right? Talking about a workhorse. 148 rushing yards, averaging almost 10 yards per carry. Kept their offense moving.
Absolutely. He absolutely earned that MVP. And, you know, speaking of powerhouses, let's talk about Denver. The Dynamite. They really lived up to their name this week, didn't they? Just blew out those Philadelphia Generals. 30-6. What a game.
Devin Castillo was unstoppable. The Generals' defense just couldn't figure him out. He was slicing through them like butter, putting points on the board left and right. MVP was a no-brainer. And honestly, he's looking like a real contender for some bigger awards as we get closer to the end of the season.
Yeah, he's one to keep an eye on for sure. But hold on, folks. Get ready for this. We had an upset down at Atlanta. Those Firebirds soared right past the Dallas Vaqueros, 23-17. What a finish.
Talk about a nail biter. Yeah. Dallas came into the game with the better record, so this one definitely shakes things up in the standings. Got to give it to Bernie Lynn, Atlanta's kicker. 3 field goals, 2 of them from way beyond 50 yards. Talk about clutch.
Ah, those long kicks were beautiful, especially under that kind of pressure, you know. Real skill and composure right there. Yeah. And speaking of pressure, Omaha really brought it against Durham. Final score? 31-22 for the Arrowheads.
That was a shootout for sure. Durham's passing game was looking sharp, but Omaha just kept pounding the rock. Their ground game was the difference in the end. High scoring, exciting game all around.
A classic clash of styles, you know. Now, how about we head down to New Orleans, where the Stingers kind of snuck past the Voodoo in a low-scoring 17-10 game.
Tough night for the Voodoo's offense, that's for sure. Just couldn't find the end zone. Stingers' defense, though, wow.
Relentless, man. Just relentless. Okay, last but not least, over in Honolulu, the Los Angeles Outlaws just outgunned those Sharks 28-6.
Yeah, those Outlaws, they're on a roll, aren't they? Definitely a team to watch in the playoffs. So after all that action, what stood out to you most this week?
Well, I mean, we definitely saw some incredible individual performances, that's for sure. But what really gets me is the intensity, you know, and the impact these close games have on the playoff picture. It's getting real down to the wire.
For sure. Every win is crucial at this point. Some of these teams are really fighting for their playoff lives.
No doubt. And hey, speaking of those standout performances, let's talk about our MVPs. We had some real game changers this week. Players who didn't just put up big numbers, but really impacted the outcome of their games.
All right, let's break them down one by one. Starting with Brandon Barker, the quarterback who sealed the deal for the Hartford Attack against the Blizzard. What made his performance so special?
Well, Kent, he didn't have the flashiest stats, but he did exactly what Hartford needed him to do. Smart decisions, no turnovers, kept those drives alive.
Stayed cool under pressure, like we said.
Yeah.
So important in a close game like that. Now, on the defensive side, we got to talk about Antonio Hicks for Boise City. 2 sacks, a forced fumble, and he was making tackles for loss all over the field. A one-man wrecking crew against Seattle.
Hicks, he's a disruptor, plain and simple. Got that explosiveness off the snap, and he just never gives up on a play. The kind of guy that can single-handedly shift the momentum, and he did just that against the Spartans.
No doubt about it. All right, next up, Denzel Rocco, the running back for the Death Valley Copperheads. He was a beast against Santa Cruz, racking up 148 yards and a touchdown. What impressed you most about his game?
You know, Rocco's a patient runner. He waits for those blocks to develop and then, bam, explodes through the hole with power, not afraid of contact at all, just grinds out those tough yards.
A classic hard-nosed running back.
Yeah.
Wears down those defenses, keeps the chains moving. Okay, last but definitely not least, we have Devin Castillo, Denver's running back. He absolutely torched the Philadelphia Generals.
Oh, Castillo, he's a highlight reel waiting to happen. The speed, the agility, the vision, it's all there. Defenders can't touch him in tight spaces, and once he hits open field, forget about it. A defensive coordinator's worst nightmare, that's what he is.
Yeah, he made the Generals' defense look silly. But we can't forget about Bernie Lynn, the kicker for Atlanta. Those long field goals, especially that game winner, ice in his veins.
Unbelievable kicks. And it wasn't just about power, you know. The accuracy, the composure under pressure, that's what wins games. He single-handedly shifted the momentum for Atlanta.
And what a statement win it was for the Firebirds. So, looking ahead to these last few weeks of the regular season and the playoffs, what are your key takeaways from this wild Week 17?
Well, the playoff picture is definitely starting to become clearer. But there's still a lot of teams battling for those final spots. And we saw some real upsets this week, which just goes to show anything can happen in the CFL. Every game counts.
Absolutely. And with those incredible performances from these MVPs and other standout players, it's clear that the talent level in this league is top-notch. We're in for a wild ride to the finish line.
You got that right. So, Kent, as we head into this final stretch, I gotta ask you, which teams have surprised you the most this season? And who do you think is going to make a deep playoff run?
That's a great question. And it's one we'll be diving into a lot deeper as we keep breaking down all the CFL action. But we'll leave you with that thought for now.
All right, folks, keep those predictions coming. And make sure you join us next time as we break down all the action in the race for the CFL championship.
Yeah, it really is anyone's game at this point. Which makes it so exciting, right? All the unpredictability, the drama, the Cinderella stories. That's what I love. Well, absolutely. Those underdogs coming out on top. Always a good story. Speaking of which, let's circle back to those MVPs for a second. What exactly made their performances stand out so much this week? They really stepped up when it mattered most.
Right. Okay, so let's rewind back to that close one in Boston. Brandon Barker, Hartford's quarterback, I mean, he didn't exactly have those eye-popping stats, but he made the throws when they counted, 17 for 37, 158 yards, and most importantly, that game-winning touchdown pass. Can't ask for much more in a game like that.
Nope. Especially when points are that hard to come by. He was cool, calm, collected. No turnovers. That's key. All right, now on the defensive side, got to talk about Antonio Hicks for Boise City. Two sacks, a forced fumble, tackles for loss left and right. He was just unstoppable against Seattle.
Oh, Hicks, he's just got that knack for disrupting plays, you know? That first step, it's explosive, and he never gives up on the ball carrier. He completely changed the momentum of that game.
No doubt about it. Okay, let's switch gears to Death Valley. Denzel Rocco, their running back. He was a monster against Santa Cruz. 148 rushing yards, a touchdown. What impressed you most about his game?
Rocco, he's a patient runner, waits for his blocks to develop, and then boom, he hits that hole with power. Doesn't shy away from contact at all, just keeps those legs churning. A real workhorse.
Yeah, those old school tough running backs. Love to see it. All right, and finally, got to talk about Devin Castillo, Denver's running back. He put on a clinic against Philadelphia.
Oh, Castillo, he is electric. The speed, agility, vision, he's got it all. Makes defenders miss in a phone booth, and once he's in the open field, see you later.
Made the Generals' defense look lost out there.
What?
But we can't forget about some of the other great performances this week. Bernie Lynn, Atlanta's kicker, 3 field goals, including 2 from over 50 yards. That's clutch.
Absolutely incredible. Those kicks weren't just about power, you know. The accuracy, the composure, that's what separates the good from the great. Lynn was the difference maker in that game. And got to give a shout out to Omaha's quarterback, too. Some impressive numbers against a tough Durham defense. That Omaha offense is something else.
And on the defensive side, both San Antonio and Los Angeles put on a show, holding their opponents to less than 10 points.
Oh, yeah. Those were dominant defensive performances. Flying to the ball, creating turnovers, just stifling those offenses. Defense wins championships, and they proved it this week.
Couldn't agree more. So as we enter the final stretch of the regular season, I think it's safe to say the championship is up for grabs.
You said it, Kent. The playoff picture is getting clearer, but there are still so many questions. Which teams are going to step up? Which players are going to become legends? Who's going to hoist that trophy in the end?
Those are the questions that keep us coming back week after week.
It's going to be an exciting ride, that's for sure. But Hey, before we move on, got to get the fans involved, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked a lot about the stars, the MVPs, the big names, but what about those unsung heroes? The players who might not always get the headlines, but they're absolutely crucial to their team's success.
Right. Those guys who do the dirty work, the grunt work, the stuff that doesn't always show up in the box score but makes all the difference.
Like the offensive line protecting the quarterback, the defensive tackles clogging up the middle, special teams making those big plays.
Exactly. Those guys are the backbone of any championship team. So fans, we want to hear from you.
Who are some of those unsung heroes you've noticed this season? Those players who might not be making headlines, but they're out there making a difference.
Tell us who you got. We'll be right back after this short break to hear what you have to say.
Welcome back, CFL fans, to the Deep Dive. We've been breaking down all the action from Week 17, and now it's time to look ahead.
Yeah, Kent, the regular season's winding down, just a few weeks left, and then it's playoff time. Every game from here on out is going to be huge.
No doubt about it. Teams fighting for those playoff spots, players trying to make a name for themselves. The intensity is definitely ramping up. It's a great time to be a CFL fan.
Absolutely. So as we wrap things up today, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about, you know?
I like it. Hit us with that thought-provoking question.
Okay, so we've talked about the playoff race, the standout performances, those unsung heroes. But Kent, what about those teams that have really surprised you this season? Any dark horses out there? Any teams exceeding expectations?
You know, honestly, I think the Atlanta Firebirds have flown under the radar a bit. They've been putting together a solid season, and that win against Dallas proves they can hang with the best. Definitely a team to watch.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. They've got the talent, and they seem to be peaking at the right time. Now, on the flip side, any teams that have kind of disappointed you this season, teams that came in with high hopes but haven't quite lived up to the hype?
The Philadelphia Generals, man. I don't know what to make of them. They've got the players, but something just isn't clicking. I'm curious to see if they can turn things around in these last few weeks.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they can find a spark. So, Kent, what are you personally looking forward to the most in this final stretch? Any storylines you're keeping an eye on?
For me, it's got to be those playoff races. The battles for the division titles, those wild card spots, the potential for upsets. Every game matters now, and the stakes are sky high.
Oh, yeah, agreed. And I can't wait to see which players really step up and shine in these crucial moments. Could see some legendary performances.
Absolutely. And that's what makes the CFL so great, right? The drama, the excitement, the passion. It's all coming down to the wire.
Well said, Kent. So, CFL fans, get ready for an amazing finish to the season. We'll be here every step of the way, breaking it all down and celebrating those unsung heroes.
That's right. Keep those helmets shiny, your cleats sharp, and that CFL passion burning bright. We'll see you next week for another deep dive.
Until then, enjoy the games, everyone.